According to the university's 2018 enrollment report, Asian, Hawaiian, Pacific Islanders are one of the third most growing ethnicities for students. With this growing number, many identity-based clubs have emerged. The Asian American Association, AASA, started back in the 80s, says Martin Oleg, the faculty advisor for AASA, and who is also the director of the Center of Diversity, Inclusion, and Belonging.
A long time ago, this was like 25 years ago, it was Hmong Student Association. Somewhere in there, they decided to become Asian American Student Association. The thing is that when, you know, the Asian population got more diverse, they had to broaden the group.
Along with AASA, Global Programming Association, GPA, is another identity-based club on campus that is for international students. Although it is not specifically for Asian international students, many of our international students have been from Asian countries. So why the different clubs based on similar racial identities?
When you start adding international students, international students have a different identity based off than Asians in the United States. They would prefer to celebrate their own cultures in their own way.
There are many other Asian-based identity clubs on campus, too. There is a Korean Student Association club that is currently active. There have also been a Chinese Student Association and an Indian Student Association, but due to the number of students interested, they have fallen short this school year. For the Falcon News Service, this is Destiny Vaugh.